Hi, I'm Julie Nathanson, and when I am not voicing Princess Belle or Platypus Racing, I am listening to the Disney Parks Podcast.
Welcome to the Disney Parks Podcast with your hosts, Tony Castelnova from DisneyByTheNumbers.com and Parkhopper John from WDWParkhoppers.com. Keep your hands, arms, feet, and legs inside the podcast at all times, and get ready for the Disney Parks Podcast.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to the Disney Parks Podcast. My name is Parkhopper John, and I come to you from WDWParkhoppers.com. Joining me, as always, on the other side of the internet is the lovely, the talented, the vivacious, the Garth Brooks-loving fan himself, Mr. Tony Castelnova from Disney by the Numbers. How you doing, buddy?
I'm doing good.
were you running to Adventureland to get your sumsums today? They came out today.
Oh, yeah? I think I saw that. No, I didn't.
Oh, that's too bad. There's probably not going to be any there left.
But I will tell you this. I did try to go get some Vans Buzz Lightyear sneakers, and they're sold out already.
Dang.
Yeah. Oh, well. And then it says, oh, you can check your online, check the inventory of the store. And I checked both the stores near me, both of them down. So now I just have to wait.
Why don't you just have to order? Could you order them directly from Vans? They don't have
out.
Oh, as in like they have to go over to China and have more people
back
make
to
them.
China and get more. Yes.
I can't say that, yeah. But I'm thinking it. All right. So we're so glad that you were here taking time out of your busy schedule to listen to the Disney Parks Podcast, or maybe you're watching us live. I'd like to say hello to everybody in the chat room. Every Tuesday night at 8 p.m., we do a live show where you can chat with other Disney friends from all over the world, as well as Tony and I, as we record our show. And we love to have you guys there. So you can visit us live, DisneyParksPodcast.com, on Tuesday at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. We would love to see you here. Or maybe you're listening to us on iTunes, Stitcher, whatever your podcast catcher of choice is. Thank you for taking time to listen. Please give us a thumbs up, a like, a subscribe, or whatever it is that they do to rate. We could always use that support. And leave us a comment. Let us know what you like, maybe what you'd like to hear here at the Disney Parks Podcast.
Sounds good. And this week's show is sponsored by our great friends over at ThemeParkConcierges.com. They can take care of you and your entourage when you come down here to Florida, and they will make everything easier for you and take that burden of you being that little group leader that takes you and your family around the parks. Let a professional do it. Let somebody that knows the ins and outs, the tips, the tricks on how to make this a better experience for you and your family. Contact ThemeParkConcierge.com. You can do that by going to their website. You can give them a call at 407-257-9973. You can hit them up on Facebook at Facebook.com/RamonVIPConcierge. And if you mention the Disney Parks Podcast, they will take 10% off your invoice. Now, they not only do Walt Disney World, they do Universal, SeaWorld, Space Coast, Legoland, and Busch Gardens, and Disneyland in California. So check them out, ThemeParkConcierge.com.
Well, hey guys, we've got a lot of great meetups scheduled. If you were planning on coming to join us while we have dinner with artist Kevin John, it is too late. We sold out of that event last week, but that doesn't mean you can't come hang out on the 28th, because after we have dinner, we're all going to go to the Pineapple and I grab ourselves a Dole Whip. I'll probably put some rum in it because I'm a crazy guy that way. We're going to go to the beach. We're going to watch the fireworks for Hallowishes. Unless it's raining, then I'm probably not going to leave Lynn and I. Yeah. So we'd love to see you. I think, what time is dinner? Is it 8?
7.
Is it 7? So if you probably show up, I don't know, 8:30, 9 o'clock, you come hang out with us. And we're not saying that Kevin is going to be there. He may join us. He may not. That's up to him. But Tony and I will be there. as your consolation prize. Right. So that's going to be on October 28th. And on December 3rd, we're going to have to come up with something on November. We haven't come up with a November thing yet because we changed the date on something.
Right.
But on December 3rd, we're going to do our Christmas crawl, which normally is just we do a crawl around the bars at the monorails. But what we're going to do, Monorail Resort, but what we're going to do is we're going to jump on a monorail. We're going to start at the Outer Rim at the Contemporary. And then we're going to ride around and see, we're going to walk around, and see all of the really cool Christmas decorations at the Contemporary. Jump on a monorail. We're going to see all the cool Christmas decorations at the Polynesian. Jump on the monorail, see all the cool Christmas decorations at the Grand Floridian, and then we're going to wind up back at the Contemporary. We would love for you to be there. That's going to be on December 3rd at 7 p.m. Make sure you come hang out. It's going to be a big group. It's always a lot of fun. And we haven't set a date yet, but also in December, we're going to do our Lunch with an Imagineer. That's going to be huge. That's going to be so cool.
Yeah. If we can't squeeze in December, we may want to try January. We'll see what happens with Disney. So I got to get on that. I got to call group reservations again and see what they can muster up.
When they can squeeze in?
Yeah. Well, I think now that Flying Fish is back, there may be more opportunities because that used to be a place to do that as well. Brown Derby there, Flying Fish, and there's one other place too. I can't think of it off the top of my head. Anyway. We'll figure that out. And if you have not signed up for the Disney by the Number T-shirt club, you can get a fine-looking shirt like I have or John has. John's wearing his Halloween-themed shirt. That's a smart man. go to DisneyByTheNumbers.com on the left-hand side. Just fill out the sign-up form. You buy only the shirts that you want. And that is it. It's not a subscription club. It's not a blind box thing. We're not going to send you anything you don't ever buy or want. And that is all we will mention about that. Also, I'd like to mention both of us have free shipping. You have free shipping on yours, right? Yep. John's got free shipping on his Disney bucket list book. You can see behind John. And also on the other side of John is Disney by the Numbers, or over that shoulder is Disney by the Numbers. Both of them are free. Go to Disney by the Numbers, get the Disney by the Number book. Go to WDW Park Hoppers, get the Disney bucket list book, and both are free shipping. We should probably put them in our store on the...
Yeah, I'm working. We finally got...
We have the store up on Disney Parks Podcast, and we should do it there, too.
Yeah, so we've got...
We'll figure
that out. The final piece to the new store kind of fell in place last week, so... So we've got some really cool things we're doing in the store.
Also, there's a giveaway. I think it ends up on the 13th. You only have a couple of more days left to get into the giveaway. You can go find it on Disney by the Numbers, Disney Parks Podcast. We're giving away some stuff. You can get it there. I'm also talking about the shirt club. I was looking at new ways to sell the shirts. And there may be a new store coming up, but that's a podcast of a different color. And you want to talk about the other one that we have, John?
Yeah. Our friends over at Vintage Pressing have given us a great offer to share with you guys. Now, if you haven't heard of Vintage Pressing, they're a group that does phone cases. They kind of like this one right here. This is a custom phone case for my iPhone. This is a custom phone case that they do. Great quality work. They also do drink coasters. There's a couple coasters back there that they've done. That's a new Legacy Tag, which is a weird market for me, but they're doing really well with it. So what they have is an assortment of Disney and that park that shall not be named. And they also have
pop culture.
Pop culture. Yeah. We'll go with pop culture. Excuse me.
God bless you.
It's hard to do right in the middle of an ad. So they also have some really cool things. They've taken like rock and roll posters and put them into a square. They've got it. They've got some really cool stuff. Like they've taken like the original park maps for the four theme parks here at Walt Disney World. They've turned them into a coaster. They've got the original Magic Kingdom map. The original one, like the hand-drawn thing that we see, and they've put it on four separate coasters. So they've got some really cool things that you can use for wall art or just as coasters if you want to. VintagePressing.com is where you go. And what happens is when you go to checkout, you type in Disney Podcaster as a coupon code, and they're going to save you a dollar. Well, that might not sound like a lot, but the thing is their price points are so low, you're not going to believe how inexpensive the phone cases and the coasters are. So a dollar to them is a big deal. This is a local company, good people. I trust them. I'm friends with them. Tony's friends with them. We wouldn't talk about them if we didn't trust them. Please go visit VintagePressing.com. Disney Podcaster on checkout. Save yourself a buck and enjoy the amazing product that you'll get.
Yeah. And what's the coaster material made out of, John? Does it vary by different?
No. All the coasters are the same. It's this weird way that they do it. It's like stone. It's like it's not stone, but it's like
it's almost like a tile.
Yeah, it's like a tile. It's exactly like a tile because that's pretty much what it is. But it's a really nice tile. In fact, I can show you one here.
And then the phone case that John was showing, it's printed on a metal. It's not printed on a plastic.
Yeah.
It's printed on metal, so it gives it a little rigidity, and it also makes it last a lot longer, too.
Yeah, and it comes with this part. This part is metal. This part is all rubber. Galvanized rubber, so it's super protective. Everything's great. But this is an example of one of the older styles of coasters, so do a lot of beer drinking, so hence the beer joke. But, it's nice. Nice coaster material, and it's got a rubber on the bottom, so it doesn't slip and slide. Really super cool. You could pay upwards of $20 at different places at the mall or at craft stores, different places. So you're really saving yourself some money going to these guys. And you know what? It's going to be really cool. You can do some really neat things with them. So VintagePressing.com. I keep saying Vintage Press, but VintagePressing.com.
And now, Disney Parks Podcast News.
Did you catch any of the stuff that came out of New York Comic Con last week?
No, I didn't.
Holy cats. They have trailers. Akimbo came out last week, and I'm so mad at my friend Mark Acosta. Not only did Mark get to meet Princess Leia, he also got to meet Stan Lee.
Wow.
I'm so jealous.
All right, Mark, I hate to tell you, but the prices on your shirts just went up.
See what we did there? Power of the internet, people.
Really? Wow. Because he lives out on the island. So, yeah, mm-hmm. New York Comic Con is something in his backyard. Yeah. Good for him.
So I got
the
to
original see, Princess Leia, right?
Yeah, that's the original So who is the other Princess Leia?
I don't know. I'm just saying.
You're thinking of Princess Amidala.
No, I'm not thinking of her. Okay. Although I do like her.
Yeah. The original Princess Leia.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. Right. Carrie Fisher.
Yeah. All right. Wow.
But
so Carrie had enough meds to come out in the public.
And she had her dog with her, so it worked out well. So it's Mark and Carrie Fisher and the dog.
You can't ask for anything more.
You can't ask for anything more than a chair for your mutt.
How could you? I was going to say something. Never mind.
Okay. So in New York, can I go?
Yeah, go ahead.
live TV, ladies and gentlemen. Yeah. At New York City Comic Con, Court Lane, Senior Vice President for Marvel Animation and Family Entertainment, announced a new original animated television series, Marvel's Spider-Man, which is set for debut on Disney XD on 2017. So not only do they have Avengers, Guardians of the Galaxy. They got one other one that I can't think of right off the top of my head. Now they're going to have Marvel Spider-Man.
Wow.
I'm never going to get anything done because I'm going to be doing nothing but sitting and watching Disney XD all day. Court says, we've been secretly nurturing Marvel Spider-Man for years now, so we're thrilled to finally announce it. Simple title reflects a back-to-basics approach. The story of an ordinary teen, Peter Parker, who suddenly finds himself with strange new powers and overwhelming responsibility. And thanks to story editor Kevin Shinnick and supervising director Philip Pignotti, it's just filled with heart and humor. So Mark Buhaj Senior Vice President of Programming and General Manager for Disney XD, added that Spider-Man is the biggest action hero in the world. Captain America. He's an iconic character whose duality makes him both relatable and aspirational to the Disney XD audience, Iron Man. We are thrilled to continue our partnership with Marvel in this new original series that offers a fresh take on a beloved classic that will engage both new and existing Spidey fans with its compelling drama, exciting action, and signature sense of comedy. The current Marvel's Ultimate Spider-Man, that's it, that's why I couldn't think of it, will culminate on January 2017. For 2016 to date, the series has reached 51 million total viewers across the United States, generating close to 400 million consumer engagements and ranks among the network's top five animated series in key targeted boy demographics.
I would have loved to see a live action rather than an animated. Nothing would have made me more happy than to see them do, like, you know, the old school kind of Batman, Robin, or Superman. But to do a live action Spider-Man, I think would have been, it would have had me hooked. The animation, yeah, fine, blah, 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 whatever. You know, have a Spider-Man thing on Netflix even. You've done every other Marvel character on Netflix.
Well, the thing about the Netflix series is all of the things that they're doing on Netflix was building towards the Defenders. And have you seen Luke Cage yet?
I have not seen it yet, so don't tell me.
Dude, it's cool. I'm not going to spoil it for you. It's so cool. For me, it was really good because I was a big fan of, this is weird to say, I grew up in Atlanta, so it made sense. Black exploitation films of the 70s, you know, mm-hmm. Richard Roundtree, Shaft. I loved all that stuff. You know, I loved all that stuff growing up watching that. And then the soundtrack, the music that they used was so good. And just, it was just great. And Rosario Dawson is my, you know, she's a weakness for me. I've always loved
her. Hall pass?
No, she's not my hall pass, but thank you for asking. But the thing
I think I know your hall pass. Hold on. That girl from Enchanted, Amy, what's her name?
Amy Adams?
Yes.
I don't know, man. I don't know.
I've heard you say that before, that Amy Adams.
I may be changing my hall pass.
Oh, boy.
I don't know. Anyway, so I hope my wife's not listening with the gun on the other side of the door. But with Daredevil and Luke Cage and Jessica Jones, they're getting ready in March. Is it March or May of 2017? Is going to be Iron Fist. So that's the Defenders. They've already teased the Defenders. This is another thing that came out of Comic-Con last week. The Defenders is coming out at the end of 2017. That's going to be mind-blowing. Plus, they're also doing the Punisher. They got Frank Castle looming around there. So. You know, they've done a really good job of keeping the lower tier Marvel characters, you know, Hell's Kitchen, Harlem, you know, keeping them close. Spider-Man's just not in that universe very often. Although he's from New York, he just doesn't venture to that part of town.
Right. Well, we'll see. We'll see what happens. I think they're trying to interweave these two things, you know, Disney and Marvel. They're starting to, you know, get them a little more tied up together.
Yeah. You know? Well, yeah. Not only do you have all
the synergy is starting to come to happen.
Yeah, but not only do you have all those animated movies from the Marvel side, just Clone Wars, Star Wars Rebels. I mean, mm-hmm. they're phenomenal shows and they tell great stories. So, yeah. You know, I love it. It's a great time to be a fan of geek culture.
Yeah, I agree. All right. Hey, just keep swimming. So Finding Dory, I can't believe this, has blown away the $1 billion mark, okay, with $484.8 million domestically and another $516.9 million internationally through October 9th. Pixar's Finding Dory crossed the $1 billion mark at the global box office the other day, becoming Pixar's second billion-dollar release alongside Toy Story 3, and it is the fifth biggest animated film of all time globally. That's pretty fantastic. I mean, you're knocking it out of the park, Lasseter. That's all I have to say. They claim follow-up to Pixar's 2003 global hit Finding Nemo, Finding Dory debuted domestically on June 17th with $135 million, the biggest debut ever for an animated film, and it is a number one domestic film of the year and the seventh highest grossing film of all time. The film's top international market is Japan with $65.9 million, followed by the UK with $55 million, and it recently opened in its final international markets, Germany, Austria, and the German-speaking Switzerland on September 29th. So it's not even done in the box office, and it's going to make rack up even more money. Finding Dory, which has a 94% certified fresh rating on Rotten Tomatoes and a cinema score, joins Star Wars, The Force Awakens, Zootopia, Captain America, Civil War to become the Walt Disney Studios' fourth billion-dollar release in the past 12 months. And it's Disney's 12th release ever to reach the billion-dollar milestone. Ka-ching, ka-ching. It's a good time to be a stock owner, if you know what I'm saying.
See, Magusa, who girl, ching-ching.
Yeah. I mean, ka-ching. That's a lot of ka-ching, ka-plow, you know.
I love that they did this because thank you. I was waiting for it to come. I love that they did this because you know that Ellen DeGeneres is just sitting in the couch going, I told you.
I don't know why you waited.
But that they waited probably didn't hurt. I mean,
it created a huge demand.
Well, we let frogs generate. We didn't leapfrog, but we have a new generation. The kids who were, you know, the people who were most impacted by that movie now probably have kids or starting to.
And that's why the Disney movies, you know, when I was back in the day working in VHS stores, I was in the big time when Disney was unvaulting, you know, their movies. It was the first time Snow White had been released in like, you know, 20 years. Well, it was the first time it was ever released in a home media format. It was on VHS. And I remember we had like, I don't know, we have gotten over 100, 150 cases of the VHS. We just had them stacked in, you know, on the floor. And they would fly off the shelf. So, you know, it is that generational thing where they put them away, they bring them out every 10 years. And, you know, it works for them, you know?
Yeah, that's great. It's so good. That's such a great movie. It's such a great movie.
I mean, the Pixar Studios, I don't know, I wish them all the luck, but I don't know if they could sustain this, you know, always being on top, you know? They haven't had really...
Cars 2.
All right, Cars 2. Yeah.
Cars 2. The Good Dinosaur.
Yeah, The Good Dinosaur was. That was a stunningly, a visually stunning movie. It was a little lackluster. Yeah. Anyway, I'm praying for you, Toy Story 4. Pray for me. Pray for Toy Story 4. Please, John, don't screw it up. Please.
You're talking to Les. You're talking to Lasseter, not me, right?
Yeah, no, I'm talking about Lasseter. Yeah.
I have no bearing on Toy Story 4.
Yeah, we know he listens to the show. Anyway,
if that's the case, then John, could you send us a case of your T-shirts or your Hawaiian shirts?
Yeah. That'd be great. There was a great little video that Pixar posted of like him. He must take a Polaroid.
Yeah.
Of him in each one of his shirts, and they posted like a couple hundred of them in a short film.
So he's in charge of arguably the probably first or second most advanced, you know, video creation studio, maybe second and only to Industrial Light and Magic, and he uses a Polaroid camera.
That's what these were, Polaroid pictures.
That's
as far as 2003, even some of them are dated.
Wow, that's great.
Hey, John.
Huh?
Can we send you an iPhone?
Hey, could you send me a new iPhone? I'm just kidding. I don't want a new iPhone.
I think you know the guy who created these. I think he can get some. I think Steve can afford to send you one.
They haven't talked in a while.
Yeah, they haven't talked in a while. That's right.
Yikes. So since we've talked about, excuse me, Steve Jobs get me from the death. Steve Jobs get me back. So we've talked about phone cases and coasters and luggage tags. But you know what? We haven't talked about those magic bands. Maybe you're like me. Maybe you're not. Maybe you don't have like 20 magic bands floating around, or maybe you're tired of the same old color magic band. You want something new and exciting. Well, our friends over at magicyourbands.com have exactly what you're looking for. They have skins for magic bands and cell phones and other things as well. And they are amazing. Maybe you have a trip coming up. Maybe it's a family reunion, or maybe a special event like a wedding or an anniversary, and you want something custom made, they can take care of that for you. Maybe you have some artwork that you'd like featured on a magic band cover. They could do that for you as well. Plus, they've got some really cool designs. A couple weeks ago, they had an amazing Chewbacca design. This past week, they had an incredible Boba Fett design. I want some of those. Amazing stuff, magicyourbands.com. And the thing is if you go to the link on the Disney Parks Podcast website and click on Magic Your Bands, they're going to know that you're a friend of the Disney Parks Podcast. And when you type in Disney Parks Podcast at checkout, they're going to save you 10% on your order. So make sure that you do that. Deck out your cool magic bands with a Magic Your Band skin and let them know that Disney Parks Podcast sent you. So I don't remember. We're going to talk about Disney Springs. Released a bunch of information about what they're doing for Halloween. Has Disney Springs really done Halloween very much? I know Christmas is a big deal, but not Halloween.
They used to have trick-or-treating down there. They used to have like one night.
Right.
Like towards the end, like 30th, 31st.
Right.
They used to have like trick-or-treating, but I think they're trying to make a bigger deal out of it.
Right. So they've got a great list of things that they're doing for Halloween. They've got Halloween season, excuse me. They've got new photo backdrops. Like I saw the Doctor Strange backdrop over there by the AMC theater.
Mm.
It's not the AMC theater. It's actually the on the other side near the Harley-Davidson store. It's the AMC Fork and Screen. At that entrance, they've got a really cool Doctor Strange backdrop that you can use. They've got designs that are not too spooky. The props give you the perfect excuse to strike a pose, whether you add some festive Halloween accessories or go with the status quo. Your shots are sure to be social media worthy. So at least they're thinking about that for you guys. That's pretty cool. Doesn't cost you anything.
Or for themselves.
Right. So they also have some extra entertainment. How do you choose between a zombie drum corps or a strolling piano? Simple. I don't care about strolling pianos. I'm a drummer. Luckily, you don't have to. You keep an eye out for these music makers during the next visit to Town Center. While you're at it, see if you can spot the ever-popular living statues, which those guys are outstanding. They're going to be decked out in their Halloween best. And they're going to have a resident mentalist, Moreau, who's extra mesmerizing at this time of year. See what we did there?
Yeah.
Fall flavors, this is the part that I got excited about. At select locations, you can find a boo box of decorated cupcakes and sprinkles featuring a medley of vanilla, milk chocolate, red velvet, black and white, and caramel apple cupcakes starting on last October 7th, which would be Friday. Also available is the cinnamon apple sweet crepe at the Arista Crepes. Seasonal margaritas and craft brews at Dockside Margaritas, and an Oktoberfest bratwurst at BB Wolf Sausage Company. There's also an autumn festival, excuse me, I said that last time, autumn harvest flatbread at Jock Lindsay's Hangar Bar. I used to be a church dude, so autumn festival came that quick to me. An autumn harvest flatbread at Jock Lindsay's Hangar Bar. And then they're going to have makeup magic. So if you go to Sephora, you can book a Halloween-inspired makeover with a professional artist. Sessions are available by appointment only with a $50 purchase. I think this is more get done up pretty, not scary. Maybe vice versa.
Maybe depends on how you look.
Depends on what they start with. Yeah. Enjoy your Face offers Halloween themed face paintings in the marketplace. That's probably sort of spooky stuff.
Yeah.
And here's a tip: if you're planning to attend Mickey's Not So Scary Halloween Party at Magic Kingdom, this could be the perfect way to pre-party stop. So go there, and then you go to the Halloween party because you're not allowed to actually cover your face. But if you paint your face, that's something completely different.
Right.
Because the face imaging still works. How did I say that?
Maybe.
Not to mention the Halloween merchandise. You can clean up with the jack-o'-lantern, ghost, bat, or pumpkin soap from Basin. You can find costumes for boys and girls at World of Disney. You can look for Haunted Mansion merchandise at the Marketplace Co-op. And you can save 10% off masks and fun hats at the Cirque du Soleil Boutique. And if you love the shop, then you definitely need to consider Disney Springs your vacation and Halloween headquarters.
And if you're a pass holder, you get that 20% discount now.
20% off. Totally use that on the shirts that I got from the Mickey's Main Street Electrical Parade.
Oh, yeah. There you go.
Yay.
Yeah.
That was crazy.
Yeah, definitely. Hey, if you like the show and you want to help continue the, keep the show kind of going, go to patreon.com/Disney Parks Podcast. And you can contribute there. A mere dollar helps, the show keep going. There's lots of things that we want to do and give away. And we have prizes and contests and all this other stuff. And anything that you can do to help contribute always helps. I'd like to thank our current contributors, David, Stacy, and Willie. We thank you for your contributions as it helps keep the ball rolling here. All right. Epcot International Food and Wine Festival is continuing on its 62-day journey, and they now have some magic shots from the festival. So if you're planning on attending the Epcot Food and Wine Festival this year, bon appetit. And while you taste your way around the world during the festival, be sure to get this magic shot with Remy from a Disney's Pixar movie, Ratatouille, with a dash of magic from the Disney Photo Pass. The little chef will appear in your photos. If you have the appetite to receive the shot, visit any Disney Photo Pass photographer taking scenic photos throughout World Showcase or at the entrance of the park in front of Spaceship Earth. And it's one of the best pairings at the festival. See what we did there? Pairing at the festival. Very nice.
Good work. Good work, buddy. Good work.
Yeah. It's a cute shot. It's if you want to put a rat in your hand, or if you want to have a rat in your hand, you never want to have a rat in your hand, this is the chance to have a rat in your hand.
Despite all my rage, I'm still just a rat in a cage. It's cute. I don't know. I mean, here's what I'd like to know. If you wouldn't mind dropping us an email at DisneyParksPodcast@gmail.com, or if you want to leave us a comment in the show notes on the website or in the link in the Facebook page, Facebook.com/DisneyParksPodcast. Is this a big deal to you? I mean, I don't have the pass that does the free photo pass memory maker thing.
Yeah.
Our buddy Linda goes nuts and she has all of them. Like, she's amazing.
Yeah.
How dedicated she is to that. Is that really a big deal for you? And if it is, tell me why. What am I missing here? Is it just something that you can't get anywhere else in the world?
I don't know. Well, you can't get a picture of Remy in your hand anywhere else in the world. Well, maybe Disneyland Paris. But
unless you know somebody that's got Photoshop skills. I mean,
yeah,
I can put Remy anywhere. I can put Remy inside of Donald Trump's mouth.
Yeah.
Which, now, depending on your political leaders, may help or hurt his campaign. I don't know.
Yeah. So here's the thing. Do you think Disney is doing this automatically, or do you think somebody's sitting backstage going, oh, put the rat, put the rat, put the rat, put the rat, put the rat? What do you think, John? Is it an automated process?
I would have to think they probably geolocate the picture. And they're like, well, if you're in Epcot and you're doing the magic thing, boom, you get the rat. Mm. I would think.
What process would know that you're doing this? You know, you have your hands out.
Right.
and then to put the rat like in your.
You got Tinkerbell. You're like, why do you want Tinkerbell? I want the rat. I want a rabbit.
Yeah, I don't know. I'd love to go and see that working. I'd also like to see the server farm where they're keeping all these photos.
I would too. I would love to know where that server farm is.
Snip.
The biggest piece of news that I saw today.
Yeah.
I was so excited. I posted this on WDW Pock Droppers and failed to mention that it was going to be launching in fall of 2017. Whoops. But I cleared it up. I fixed it.
Okay.
So if you're a fan, if you remember back when the California Grill opened up at Resort, you may remember Master Sommelier George Miliotes. Is it Miliotes?
I think it's Miliotes.
He was part of the opening team from the award-winning restaurant when it debuted in 1995. Were you there for that?
I was there probably around 98-ish. So, no. I came 3 years afterwards.
Gotcha. Well, you know when I started showing up. So, so if you remember George, then you're going to be very excited to find out that he is returning to Walt Disney World with his new venture, Wine Bar George, opening in fall of 2017 at Disney Springs. As if Disney Springs didn't already have a plethora of amazing watering holes to go plant your butt and hang out and spend some time with friends and family. I'm so excited for this. This can't open fast enough.
Right.
What's amazing is it's a 210-seat wine bar.
That's big.
Bigger than the grotto at the Polynesian Resort.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Yeah. Well, the grotto only sits like 88 people.
Yeah. So the design for the wine bar is reminiscent of a winemaker's home estate featuring oak wood, warm lighting, and a welcoming, comfortable atmosphere. Wine Bar George also will include a food menu featuring small plates designed to complement the wine list. Offerings will feature local artisans and seasonal flavors. Yoda says he's going to be bringing guests ideal food and wine pairings and culinary explorations. Wine Bar George will offer more than 100 selections, both by the bottle and by the glass, and a range of varietals, vintages, and, of course, prices. Guests will be able to experience sips from acclaimed wineries as well as up-and-coming growing regions and wineries. Wine education will be served up in an approachable and fun manner, says Miliotes, and he is planning special events and visits from world-renowned winemakers. Miliotes is one of just 300 master sommeliers in the entire world, and we get him back here at Walt Disney World. I cannot wait.
Okay. I'm going to help you out here, George. There's three winemakers I think you need to have. Lassiter Wine. Bring John and his wife. They will certainly come. Coppola. I would like to have Coppola Estates come out.
Francis Ford. Mm-hmm.
And I'd like to see Lucas with his wine, too. If you can bring those, if you can have all three of them together, that would be epic. But I'll take them one at a time if you can schedule them all at the same time. I understand the pretty
Tony, people. Tony may explode. He's so excited. Yeah.
That would be the only time I go and drink wine.
That's right. You could bring Fess Parker wines in. Don't bring Fess Parker.
Yeah. He's a little bit under the weather.
Yeah, he's a little bit under something. Yeah.
Learn more about wine. So if he gives them like educational little things on wine, I'd be into some of that.
Dude, this is right up my alley. I mean, as long as they've got a charcuterie board, you know who Park Opera Sid is going to be living in this place. I mean, Shadanger works across the street from it. I mean, every night, I'm not going to where my wife is. It's like, well, over here at Wine Bar George, hanging with friends. I mean, that's what my life is going to be like. And I really can't argue that because I love it. I can't wait. You know our favorite thing to do? Have I said this on the podcast?
No, go ahead.
Have I said the favorite thing to do when we've had a rough night?
No.
We've had a rough night. And we used to do this even when we lived in Tampa. We drove over. We would go over to Sanaa, no reservations. We would go over to the bar. We would try to sit down on the big long table. If we joined some people, that were great, or some people joined us, that'd be even better. And we would order a bread service with all nine of the dipping sauces. And right. Now it comes out on a big slab of wood.
Yeah.
And we would just have bread service and a couple glasses of wine or a bottle of wine. And that's our entire night. So this Wine by George thing speaks to my soul. I'm so excited. Mm.
Yeah, good. It's going to be fun. Now they just have to put up a beer place and we'll be fine. This way you get the wine people and the beer people. Right?
Dude, if they brought a craft beer place in, my brain would explode. Now, I know they're bringing in not cask and lager, but the people that do cask and lager and Ravenous Pig.
Yeah.
And they do their own brewery.
Yeah.
It's just not all that great to me. Yeah. Might be different for you. Maybe I just had a bad experience. I'm willing to try it again. Right. But if they brought like a Funky Buddha or, you know, a Florida beer company, which they probably won't because they're already got a contract with Universal. If they brought like another beer company in, I'd be ecstatic. And they've got the space for it. Why not?
Oh, yeah, definitely. Definitely. Well, we'll have to see what the Edison brings, too. I think that's going to bring some mixology type cocktails more than wine and beer.
Absolutely. And I think that, we're going to Disney Springs anyway to hang out with friends, and we're probably going to be eating. We're probably going to be having an adult beverage or two. Why not have places that are built for that? I mean, we've talked about how Disney really is. Yes, we love riding rides. Yes, we love doing all the theme park stuff. But really, honestly, we don't go to Disney to do all that stuff anymore. We really go to Disney just to hang out with friends.
Yeah. Yeah. I agree. That's true. I agree. All right. Hey, last week's trivia question was, what world famous Disney couple took the last ride on the Skyway at Disneyland before it closed in 1994? And Sean came in with the correct answer, which was Mickey and Minnie Mouse. So Sean, send us your email, send us your mailing address, and we already know your email address. Send us your mailing address and we'll send you something in the mail. This week's trivia question is maybe a little bit tough. I'm not going to lie. When the Carousel of Progress left Disneyland and moved to Walt Disney World, what attraction took its place at Disneyland? So that's an oldie but a goodie.
All wow. Right.
So send us the correct answer to Disney Parks Podcast at DisneyParksPodcast@gmail.com. And we will send you something kind of fun in the mail. All right, moving on to the next. All right, for you old people,
I couldn't resist.
You may have recognized that. That is Fraggle Rock. John was playing there. Jim Henson's Fraggle Rock, believe it or not, is returning to HBO. Now, I'm glad they're doing this, but I have some trepidation. I mean, the Muppet Show didn't even make it a whole season, and they canceled it. So why is Fraggle Rock going to make it on HBO? I don't know. I hope it does. But anyway, it's been quite a while since the Fraggles, the Dozers, and even the Groggs are ready to make their triumphant return to their original home on HBO. Remastered episodes will air on HBO sometime before this year's end. The Jim Henson iconic TV series Fraggle Rock is returning to HBO in HD. So you'll be able to see all the glue, the tape, and the duct tape on the Fraggles. HBO was the original home of the series when it premiered in 1983. Probably half of you weren't even alive to listen to this podcast. And the digitally remastered version will return at the end of the year on the internet TV network, the Jim Henson Company said today. So I'm glad it's coming back, but I just, you know,
I'm good.
To see how long it sticks around.
I'm good as long as it's just the original episodes. If they start trying to go off the beaten path and try to create new episodes and right. you know they have a Fraggle Lives Matter episode, I may go crazy. You know. But as long as it's the original episodes and all they've done is updated it, I am a huge fan. I know that Sid's probably going to be very excited because I think she was a big Fraggle Rock fan when she was a kid. So this is great. I love
it. They should have a mashup of the Fraggles meet the Muppets meet Dinosaur. the three Jim Henson properties.
Yeah, and then they can have like the Dark Crystal characters come in.
Yeah, yeah.
And then they can have like what was that sci-fi show that they had? It wasn't Firefly. It was a space show, but all the creatures were done from Jim Henson.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's going
to
bother me.
We're going to have Terry Harden back on because she worked on Dinosaur. She was Baby on Dinosaur. She did the puppeteering on that. She might have had some involvement with the Fraggles, and maybe she can give us some insight on that.
That'd be cool. We could talk to somebody about Fraggle Rock. I'd be thinking that all day long.
We'll have to talk to I'll see if I can. I'm going to write it down so I don't forget because I'll forget.
Are you going to make a note?
I'm making a note.
He made the list.
Harden. All right.
All right, so had we not talked about the third?
I think we did.
Well, let's just go and talk about it one more time. If we had mentioned it before, we're going to talk about it really quick now. We'll just kind of blow through it. Lancelot, Link, Secret Chimp. Holy cats. Was that a Muppet thing, too?
I don't know.
Oh, hang on. I got to go look now.
Oh, Vince said he saw the mobile Muppet Lab at Epcot today. That's great.
Farscape,
that's it.
Farscape. Yeah. Man, if you can get through the first season of Farscape, that show is great. But you got to get through the first season, and that ain't easy.
Yeah. And Vince was saying that the mobile Muppet Lab was amazing. It is amazing, a little piece of technology, how they get that thing to, roll around and the characters interact. Yeah.
Oh yeah, yeah. No, that was a weird show. Yeah. No Muppets are on Lancelot Link.
Yeah.
Yeah. That was a weird show. Then they did something where like the chimps were like, and they put voices on them. That's funny. So we might have mentioned this before, but now there's a third garage coming to Disney Springs. I was driving down Lake. I was driving down Buena Vista Drive. Sure enough, right at the right at the speedway going over to Cassian, there's a big open area that would be perfect for a garage, and Disney's going to plop one down. So it's going to be a 2-year build project, so we have 2 more years of construction. Yay! at Disney Springs across Buena Vista Drive. So they're going to build the thing, and then they're going to put a walkway over the road again, so they have the cast members and the people who are working at Disney Springs and even guests are going to be able to park in there. Yeah. So you have a safe way to walk across. You know, the parking garages have been an amazing addition to the Disney Springs. Been a little bit of a pain getting used to them. But, you know, I think it's just a matter of time. Once they build this one, you think they're going to go ahead and say, hey, let's put one in behind Cirque. Anuba.
Yeah,
let's go ahead and put one behind the Cirque show. Cirque show covered up. You won't be able to see it. That'd be perfect. I mean, why not? They're going to need the parking spaces.
I think they will. I don't think this is the last garage they're building.
They're garage happy now. Yeah. They're all excited about garages.
Yeah, they found a way to fit more cars in the same amount of space. You know. Duh. Hey, if you're dying to see Moana and you're heading to Disneyland, specifically California Adventure, they're going to have a little sneak peek there. So beginning October 14th, guests who visit Disney's California Adventure will be able to get a sneak peek of the upcoming Walt Disney Animation Studio feature, Moana. The preview will take place in the Bugs Life Theater and will be in 3D with special in-theater effects, just like they did here. Moana, the story of an adventurous teenager who sets out on a daring mission to save her people, opens in theaters November 23rd. 20, that's really close to Thanksgiving.
Yeah, buddy.
This year, 2016. It's probably going to be one of the 8 million clips that are on YouTube already. I don't know what else they could possibly show from this movie that we haven't seen.
They could show half the movie.
Yeah, maybe.
Well, it's like what they did with didn't they just do it like today or yesterday with Doctor Strange? They showed like the first 15 minutes of it.
Yeah. Well, yeah, I think we were supposed to go to it. Remember, I told you we had that preview.
Yeah.
And then when I found out it was in the whole movie, I'm like, well, I'm not going all the way out for that.
Yeah, I'm not driving all the way out there for that.
Pay for parking and dinner, and I'm only going to see 15 minutes of the movie? Forget that.
I hope that movie doesn't suck, because that would be the first bad.
Who's starring in that movie?
Benedict Cumberbatch.
Oh, boy.
Khan himself. Sherlock Holmes himself.
Oh, boy.
It's going to be great.
Yeah.
It's going to be great. The guy that did the TV version of Hannibal Lecter, I can't think of his name right now. He's the main bad guy in it, who is also in Star Wars. I mean,
right.
He's having a banner year, that guy. And I think it'll be good. Marvel hasn't put out. I was worried about Ant-Man. Ant-Man was good. Yeah. I was worried about Guardians of the Galaxy. Wound up being my favorite Disney or Marvel movie. Moana is going to be an amazing film. I'm a little concerned about The Rock overshadowing anybody else, but you know, hey, it'll be fun.
Yeah, I know some of the what would they call those? The Islanders are, you know, a little up in arms because they're saying that, you know, Rock's character is, you know, kind of overweight, and that's not how they want it to be portrayed.
Okay. So I don't know how to say this. I watch a lot of professional wrestling.
Uh-huh.
I grew up watching a lot of professional wrestling. Go Google image the Wild Samoans, Rikishi, and there's one other Samoan guy. Big dudes. And you know what? The whole culture's not that way, but they didn't have a problem in Lilo and Stitch when the Hawaiian dance instructor was a big dude. Hawaii 5-0, two of the supporting characters, big dudes. One's a former sumo wrestler.
Right.
You know, I also know, remember they came out with the costume, Maui. I mean, it's The Rock's character's name. They had a Maui costume. And Maui's covered with tribal tattoos.
Yeah.
Just like The Rock is. And so they had a Maui costume, had all the tribal tattoos on there. And then everybody got all bent out of whack because our culture is not a costume. You should be able to wear our skin as a costume. I'm like, do we really all have to get bent out of? It's a character.
Right.
You know, I'm part Irish. I'm part Native American. I don't get bent out of shape when people drive. I root for the Cleveland Indians. I root for the Atlanta Braves. I mean, I still hate the Redskins. Everybody hates the Redskins. Usos, who's Umaga? That's who I was trying to think of. Umaga.
And there you go.
God, boxing guru. We should hang out. Anyway, sorry, I digress. Speaking of Disneyland, we went down a rabbit trail. Speaking of Disneyland, Thanksgiving day dining at Disneyland is going to be very interesting. Disneyland Resort is offering a variety of dining throughout the resort on Thanksgiving Day, which lands November 24th, 2016. The featured event is the Fall Harvest Buffet. I didn't say Fall Festival, which is good. This Thanksgiving dinner takes place in the Grand Ballroom of the Disneyland Hotel. It's a traditional Thanksgiving, which is served including roasted turkey, ham, beef, mashed potatoes, salads. How the hell did salads get on that list?
Yeah, right.
It's like a dang pizza commercial. You know, it's pizza night. No, I want a salad. We're ordering salad, right? Shut up. And also an unbelievable dessert buffet with a chocolate fountain, because you just can't get enough chocolate. The children will also enjoy a buffet made especially for them. Now, the price for this, is just a paltry $79.99 for those people 10 and over. For those of you from 3 to 9, $29.99. And that's going to be from 12 noon until 6 p.m. Reservations can be made by calling 1-714-781-DINE. At least 60 days prior to the event, which you're well in that window right now, kids.
Yeah. So
call early, call often. Elsewhere at the resort, hotels and parks, each of those places will be offering something special with Thanksgiving and fall-themed food. If you want to go to the Napa Rose, which is located at the Grand Floridian Hotel, you can also go to Goofy's Kitchen at the Disneyland Hotel, Storyteller's Cafe at the Disney's Grand Californian, Disney's PCH Grill at Disney's Paradise Pier, and Steakhouse 55 at the Disneyland Hotel. If you're going to go to the parks, at Disneyland, Carnation Cafe, Riverbell Terrace, French Market, Blue Bayou, Rancho del Zocalo Restaurante, and Cafe Orleans is offering Thanksgiving fare. And at California Adventure, Carthay Circle Restaurant, Wine Country, Trattoria, Pacific Wharf Cafe, Flo's V8 Cafe, and Ariel's Grotto are all featuring Thanksgiving food.
All of those places have some kind of turkey offering. So
yes.
If you're looking for turkey, you can certainly do it. But that, you know, that, I don't know, $79 for a buffet. I mean, can you eat $80 worth of food?
Depends on the quality of the food.
Yeah. I still think that's a lot of money for a buffet. I don't know if I could eat $80 worth of food. I really don't. That's a lot of food. All right. Also, some other Disneyland news is Critter Country at Disneyland is going to be closed much of October. So based on the most recent schedule of refurbishments released by Disneyland Resorts, it appears that the entire section of Disneyland Critter Country will be closed weekdays during October. Critter Country hosts three attractions, Davy Crockett's Explorer Canoes, Splash Mountain, and the Many Adventures of Winnie the Pooh. The canoes are closed because of all the construction in the Rivers of America. Splash Mountain is closing for a month-long refurbishment, which just leave Pooh's alone during the month of October. So rather than keep the entire land open for just one attraction, Disneyland will have all of Critter Country closed, including the shops and the restaurants. During the week, the land, including the Many Adventures of Winnie the Pooh, is scheduled to be open on Saturdays and Sundays. This is not the first time that Disneyland has shuttered Critter Country, with most of the recent closure happenings in early 2015. The weekday closure has already begun and will continue through November 4th when Splash Mountain reopens. So there's a lot of things going on at Disneyland. I don't, you know, I think some of our pass holder friends are saying that Disneyland is not even like worth the money anymore because there's so much construction going on there. You know, they're smaller. When something happens there, like, you know, this major Star Wars expansion, it's
That's
painful.
That's a big deal. That's a
yeah,
big deal.
It's painful.
It hurts them a whole lot more than it hurts us, apparently, even though it's killing Hollywood Studios.
Yeah.
You know? Yeah. I was at Epcot on Saturday, and there were people complaining about Hollywood Studios and how, you know, there's only a couple things to do there. And I'm like, well, get a park hopper pass, you know.
Well, I think Pizza Rizzo is going to open up soon. And I have a feeling once that opens up, they're going to shut down Mama Melrose and refurbish it or turn it into something else. That's my guess.
Yeah. Yeah.
If I was a betting man.
If you were a betting man.
If I was a betting man. Now, I haven't read or seen anything about that, but that's my guess.
All right. Well, we'll see.
Yeah.
If you were a betting man, I'd probably bet with you.
Yep.
Because that's just the type of friend I am.
All right. That's good.
So this might come as no shock to anybody. Magic Kingdom's Hall of Presidents are going to be closed for 5 months. The attraction at the Magic Kingdom will be closed from January 17th through June 29th, 2017. Now, this I can't even speak English today. This lengthy closure is presumed to be for the addition of the new president, who will be sworn into office on January 20th. The attraction closed for 8 months. 8 months? in 2008 to add the Barack Obama audio animatronic. So they'll probably do something. They'll augment what the current president says, and they'll have to put something that the new president says. And it'll be very interesting. I mean, I'm fascinated. I don't want to get into political discussion because...
Either they're going to have to find some orange paint or they're going to have to find some dresses. I'm just saying.
Yeah. I think our choices are pretty slim this election cycle, and that's as far down the road as I'd like to go. But if Hillary Clinton wins, this will be an amazing first
woman.
First woman, but a husband and wife as president. So, you know, we've had father and son with the Bush boys. Happened before too, but
yeah, it's a couple.
But then you'll have husband and wife in, and you know, my thing will be if Hillary is in, she's in the Hall of Presidents, and she's giving a speech. If Bill will start to say something, and she backhands him across the back of the head and goes, "Shh, mom's talking," and then continues her speech, I think that'd be hilarious.
Yeah, I wonder if they'll put them near each other too. Like, will they put the two Clinton, you know, people near each other? That'd be the other interesting thing.
Yeah, that'd be weird. Like a high five, it'd be awesome.
Yeah.
So,
or just you know, Bill will have his hand on Hillary's ass.
Or Trump will.
Oh, or Trump will.
Well, it wouldn't be her butt. It'd be something else.
Yeah.
Anyway, exactly. So.
God, yeah, we'll have to see. We'll have to see.
Just said no politics.
Yeah.
Such a failure as a podcast.
We'll have to see what happens. It'll be interesting either way. I'm always, you know, it's a very long, you know, they showed kind of that how they did that when they did Barack's. You know, they take face castings and pictures and things like that. And, you know, they did his voice over and over and over. You know, so it's interesting to see that. It'll be fun. Hey, that's it for this week's show. We do want to leave you with one last thing. If you are coming down to the Food and Wine Festival, head over to Dining at Disney. They have a awesome food and wine guide that has everything you need to know, tips, tricks, all the booths, the menus, the marketplace, all the information, all of the stuff that you need to know about the Food and Wine Festival in one guide that you can dump on your phone and have with you, you know, during the trip so that you can figure out what's going on. Go to diningatdisney.com, buy the 2016 Epcot International Food and Wine Festival Guide. Use the coupon code DPP for 20% off. I think it's only $9, so 20% off is a really, really good discount. And that's it. We'd like to put a fork in this show and call it done. That's it. Go visit us at DisneyParksPodcast.com. You can email us at DisneyParksPodcast@gmail.com. We're on the Twitter at DisneyPodcaster. We're on Facebook at Facebook.com/DisneyParksPodcast. We're on Stitcher and Downcast and Player, and we're on Google Store. Anywhere there's a podcast place to get a show, we are there. It would help if you can rate us and review us on all those different platforms, on iTunes. That always helps us very much, kind of percolate up to the top of the list. So that is always helpful. And as we'd like to say around here, John,
we'll see you in the park.
The Disney Parks Podcast is not affiliated with the Walt Disney Company. All Disney parks, attractions, lands, shows, event names, etc. are registered trademarks of the Walt Disney Company.
Like a blow out of the blue, fate steps in and sees you through one reach upon. Oh.